Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live, which is a service and a broadcast radio series of Close Up Television and Radio. Very excited to welcome to our show, coming to us from Arizona, Michelle Goss. She owns Spirit Mountain Healing Services, which is a 501c3 nonprofit based in Gilbert, Arizona. And as the Chief Empowerment Officer, she creates curriculum, facilitates classes, sessions of equine-assisted learning therapy with clients ranging from tweens all the way to adults. Services take place at her 2.5-acre ranch. Sounds really nice, doesn't it, folks? Saddle up and let's go. Michelle's passion began at a young age, as a young girl when she owned and rode horses daily. She was a professional horseback riding instructor and trainer for more than 30 years. And in college, Michelle earned a Bachelor of Science in Equine Science and a minor in Small Business and a Master's degree in Counseling and Psychology in Equine-Assisted Mental Health. Her calling was to combine her love of horses with her educational path. Michelle really started Spirit Mountain Healing Services in 2015. Her therapy horses include Spinner and Tenacity, two full-size horses, Bandit and Gaida, two miniature horses, work side-by-side with clients on the ground. Now, there is no riding of horses during the sessions. The benefits of the therapy are helping lower blood pressure and heart rate, improving social skills, elevating emotional regulation, increasing self-esteem, confidence, and much more. Additionally, Michelle has written a book titled Looking Within, Coming Home to Yourself Through Equine-Assisted Learning. Her book shares many success stories of those that have experienced this kind of learning therapy at her ranch. It's available on Amazon as well. This whole type of therapy really is a transformative process that offers sustainable relief. It also teaches valuable techniques for breaking through life's barriers and learning how to reconnect with one's true, authentic self. You know, horses are incredibly loving and healing animals. They really, really are. And it's incredible. And they can sense when we are not at our best. It's extraordinary. We'll welcome Michelle Goss to the show now to celebrate this work and talk about all the incredible things she's doing. Michelle, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here and to share what
you are.
My passion is to help others with horses.
Yes, and you're very, very welcome. And, you know, we all have the things that inspire us and point us in the direction of things that we do in our lives, and hopefully it turns out to be work that speaks to who we are. Obviously, you are doing that. As you inspire, you're being inspired. Thinking of the inspirational part, what sort of pointed you in the direction that inspired you to start Spirit Mountain Healing Services, Michelle?
Well, as you started in the intro, you know, I've always, from the day I can remember, had a passion for horses. Anything with horses, I wanted to do it. Took the professional route of being an instructor and trainer for 30-plus years. It was during that time that I really developed a deep understanding of the amazing bond that can be created between a horse and a human, whether they're riding or from the ground, whatever. And, you know, firsthand, not only from myself personally, but also professionally, that horses didn't just teach us about riding. They taught us about life, communication and bonding and relationships. It was that passion of horses helping people that started me down the road of creating Spirit Mountain, which, as you said, is today is a nonprofit organization doing equine-assisted learning therapy, and I love the work that I do. It's just amazing work every day to see the breakthroughs and how people can heal themselves and grow and be better, just as my horses have helped me.
That's fantastic. That really is something quite special, and it's beautiful work you're doing. Maybe you can detail it for us, explain how equine-assisted learning therapy actually works.
To me, this is the really amazing part. Most people don't know that horses are actually prey animals, which means they're hunted by predators in the wild, such as mountain lions and wolves. We have domesticated horses, but they still have that fight-or-flight instinct, with flight being their main means of defense. It means they run away from threat. We as humans are predators. So just there, unlike like dogs and humans, those are predators. Dogs are predators. Humans are predators. The different relationship. Horses have to live in the present moment in order to keep themselves safe. They can't overthink. They can't think about the past or the future like us humans do. They just live in the moment, and they adapt and do what they need to do to keep themselves safe. They've developed these amazing abilities to read energy, what we call emotions, to keep themselves safe. A horse's energy field is nearly 40 feet, while humans are only about 6 feet. So just being in the horse's presence in their field has been scientifically proven to reduce your heart rate, blood pressure, calm our nervous system down, and give us a break, so to speak. And it's so working with horses, they mirror us. They have this amazing ability to see what's in our heart space rather than our head space. We all have those thoughts spinning around in our heads, going on and overthinking, because we're the only animals that do overthink, and bring us back to the present moment. As I like to say, you can't lie to a horse. They're going to call you on your stuff. But they aren't going to judge it, and they aren't going to hold on to it. And that's the powerful. They reflect it back to us. You actually get to see what's inside of you, the invisible, become visible and work with it and get instant feedback in that moment about what's going on for you. A lot of us know we've got stuff going on, but we don't know how to address it. We don't want to address it. It's too scary. It's too painful, these sort of things. And just an amazing process to watch these horses show what's going on for the client. My job is to ask questions about these observations of the horse, or if the client's working with multiple horses. And we have a dialogue about what they've noticed. And that opens up a huge world for healing and growth and learning. Then we can do activities, and they can work with the horse and decide what works for them or doesn't, and get instant feedback on what works and what doesn't. You know, horses help shift our perception of ourselves and our world. They give us, help us learn new skills to manage our lives and live more authentically and connected to ourselves. It's just amazing.
That is incredible. Who can actually benefit from the services themselves?
Well, that's the fun part. I like to say anyone who is willing to give it a shot. it can include people suffering from anxiety, depression, bullying, PTSD, substance or alcohol abuse, just anyone that wants to make their life better. You know, horses are kind of the bridges to human understanding themselves. Because horses seek connection with others because they're herd animals just like we are. Horses live in safety in numbers and want to connect. They're willing to connect with humans as long as we're in the present moment and aware of what we're feeling or experiencing that. And that's the really cool part, because each session is individualized to every client at every session, because we're working with live sentient beings. So really, it's just an openness and willingness to want to come and make those things better in your life and be able to practice those. You know, as you said, I work with tweens, teens, adults, couples, families, veterans, and people who've been incarcerated who want to make a fresh start in their life. It can, econ-assisted learning therapy can give pain relief from traumas, and I use the word trauma as anything that disconnects us from ourselves. I believe we all carry traumas in some form, whether they're small or big, you know, development of self-esteem, self-worth, self-confidence. Then we can get into emotion regulation, social and communication skills, learning how to ground oneself in the present moment, just to be able to make better decisions about what's going on. It's just really powerful. And like I said, I work with all sorts of different people and groups, and just amazing work.
It really sounds like it is. Of which, you know, talking about who can benefit from the services, I would imagine you've probably got a plethora of success stories. Maybe you can share a couple with us?
Yeah, that's actually what the book Looking Within is kind of what I call generic stories of some of the big successes of clients of all different ages. Two that really stand out, I was working with a 22-year-old female. She was working on some anger issues, and she showed up that day at the ranch, and could clearly see something was going on. She said, "I'm really angry about some things." I said, "Well, tell me about it." She said, "I don't want to talk about it. I'm just not in the place to do it." And I said, "Okay." So we went out to one of the pens where Bandit, one of my miniature horses, was, and I said, let's grab, pick one that you want to work with. She chose Bandit, and let's just take him for a walk. We're going to walk around the arena and just have some time to be. Well, Bandit showed other things at that time. As she brought him out, clearly started showing agitation, trying to pull away from her, get away from her, push her around, just kind of out of control in a safe way, but just really clearly showing the anger and the agitation. At one point, he did get away from her, and ran to his stall. And I looked at her and I said, "I think you better go get him. I think we've got some things we need to work on." So she says, "Yeah, I think there's some stuff that needs to be dealt with." And she went to get him, and we started working through those anger issues. And as she started acknowledging what she was angry about, Bandit started connecting with her and started following her and staying next to her and allowing her to lead him, and with no issues whatsoever. She ended up naming him Anger for the day because he represented what was going on, that her anger had her kind of out of control and all over the place, being pulled in different directions, and just not being able to, you know, show clear leadership in that moment. She was able to take him back to his stall at the end with no issues, leading as a pair and totally connected. It was really amazing. She looked at me and she said, "Well, I guess I worked on my anger, even if I didn't want to talk about it." And that's part of the amazing process about equine-assisted learning therapy is we don't have to sit there and talk. We get to do.
Right, which is so important, really is. Let's break out also some of the many services that you offer at Spirit Mountain Ranch. And even maybe while you mentioned the services, how'd you come up with the name? I think it's terrific. Spirit Mountain Ranch.
Well, Spirit Mountain came, it's been a long process. It actually came even more from my original training facility, which was called Tailor Made Training. It was spelled T-A-I-L-O-R, so Taylor, like Taylor Making Clothes. I fit people and clients. The basic thing was I lost my mom in December of 2017, and she was a very integral part of this business and teaching me about business and developing a lot of my programs. And I grew up traveling a lot to the mountains, the Rocky Mountains, Yellowstone, the Tetons, all those things. I've always loved the mountains. My mom did too. And so kind of in the spirit of my mom, Mountains kind of represent, they can give you shelter, they can give you storms, they're beautiful. You know, they're all different shapes and sizes, and kind of the spirits of the mountains. And that my mom is actually buried up in Sedona, Arizona, and that's the spirit of the mountain. And so it became Spirit Mountain Healing Services, partly because of my journey and that, but also because of the spirit of my mom, who lives on today with me in this business and helps me keep going.
Mm, that's beautiful. What an important reason, too, and what a meaningful reason to have that. I'm glad that you shared that story. And then the services that you offer. Let's talk about that.
Well, I offer services to men, women, teens individually, you know, all those individually as well as with groups. Spirit Mountain offers services to other behavioral health agencies within the Phoenix metro area. Spirit Mountain actually currently works with Aurora Behavioral Health Hospital, Canyon Vista Recovery Center, Sanctuary Recovery Center, and Virtue Recovery Center. Those are all clients that Spirit Mountain works with by taking the horses to their facilities and doing equine-assisted learning therapy with them. It's amazing. Never in a million years would I think about it. But my horses actually go inside a gymnasium and do their healing work at Aurora Behavioral Health Hospital. It's amazing to see how adaptable these horses are. I mean, how unnatural of an environment is a gym for a horse? And here they are doing their work. My two full-size Tenasian Spinner, actually full brother's sister, their grandmother was my first horse, so there's several generations. And I, on this path, would never thought that they would be in a gym doing this amazing healing work, and yet here we are. It's amazing work. Spirit Mountain's also in the process of expanding the expansion of a new ranch called the Looking Within Ranch. It's located just outside of Heber, Arizona. The expansion plans are including retreats and camps for tweens, teens, women, men, families, and couples, as well as corporate groups. Being able to offer more holistic type medic herbs and that sort of thing to help. Being able to offer more holistic healing just outside of the horses, but also just being at this ranch. It's 40 acres. It will be off-grid and just amazing energy and place to heal and hang out with the horses and do some amazing healing work in a very natural environment. Really excited about that. And you know, Spirit Mountain launching a fundraising campaign to help with the funding of the ranch and items that are needed to safely have the horses and other animals up there at the Looking Within Ranch. We're working on getting programs set up and ready to go for this summer. So when it's really hot in Phoenix, Arizona, in the valley here, people can come still do their work in a cooler mountainous setting with the horses. So really excited about all this stuff that's going on.
That's exciting. Absolutely. Are there online opportunities as well and lessons?
Absolutely. Got an online course currently called The Horse Sense. It's a course that goes over the basics of how horses help us and has lessons. There's short video clips of some people working with horses doing equine-assisted learning therapy sessions. Sometimes it's just working with the horse and seeing the horses do their own thing, which then has questions, thought-provoking questions on, you know, what they notice with these, kind of being able to do a little bit of their own healing work intuitively by watching these videos and processing through. It's a shortened version of what I do with clients in sessions. It's kind of a condensed version. I am working on other lesson courses that are under development. And actually, starting next week, I'm actually launching a women's empowerment group. It's a four-week session, hour-and-a-half sessions each week, a closed group to help women empower themselves by working with the horses. And shortly after that, we're launching a teen empowerment group here at the ranch as well. So really exciting things that are coming along and looking forward to getting them rolling.
That's exciting. You got a lot going on, which is really, really terrific. And then, you know, if people want to learn more, obviously they can go to spiritmountainhealing.com to check things out and learn more and connect with you. But the other thing, too, that's really exciting is the book. And congratulations on that. Looking Within.
Thank you.
Coming Home to Yourself Through Equine-Assisted Learning, sharing many, like you said, of these success stories, and it's available at Amazon. What was the writing process like? What inspired you to want to actually write a book? Not an easy task, but boy, when you do it, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. I'm glad you asked. I've always wanted to write a book. My mom was very much into books. My grandmother, I remember my grandmother's hallway, probably about 20 feet long, was solid books. Just always grew up with books. I've been working at trying to figure out how to write a book for, I don't know, about 20 years, and different parts on my computer and started it, and just it wasn't the right time. COVID shifted a lot of things. I had to shut down Spirit Mountain. I wasn't sure it was ever going to be up and running because it's in person. You know, COVID did a lot of different things. So when things kind of settled down, I relaunched again as Spirit Mountain Healing Services, the nonprofit, and did a lot of networking. Equine-assisted learning therapy is challenging to describe because it's personal, it's intimate, and it's individualized just because, like I said, we're working with the horses who are live, sentient beings. And so I started kind of telling generic stories of clients to different people to explain what I do. It was the easiest way I could do it, and people kept saying, wow, that's amazing. You need to write a book. That would be so cool. It'd be so empowering. Write a book. So I did. I wrote a book. So the process was is I just started kind of paying attention to clients and their sessions and just taking notes and reaching out. The gal that actually did my business plan development was my editor, and she knew a book designer and that. I've never done this. They walked me through the whole process. And within a couple of months, it was released November 11th of 2022. And, basically just wrote these stories about clients, like I said, generically. Other people can connect to that and realize it doesn't matter because we all go through different things, divorce, anxiety, depression, loss of job, incarceration, whatever it is, substance abuse. You know, we all carry things, and that there is a way to help and be healed that is time-effective and cost-effective. And to me, that's working with the horses. And so wrote the book, and I'm actually working on the second book that will continue with that just because the stories just keep coming.
That's incredible, huh? Lots of things happening, lots to celebrate, and you're sticking to it. You know, this therapy really is, as I mentioned in the introduction, a transformative process, isn't it, as it's offering sustainable relief and teaching valuable techniques so we can break through some of these things that you just described, life's barriers and how to reconnect, the bottom line is, with one's true authentic self.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is the power. Like I said, horses seek connection. And as long as we're what we call congruent, which is matched, that we're not trying to hide things and that we just acknowledge that we're feeling anxious or that we're having these issues or we're sad or even happy and everything else, they want to connect. They're right there. And I think the most powerful thing is it can be so simple. I was working with a client the other day. We were struggling with an activity. I said, you know what, let's take a break. Why don't we just go take this horse for a walk? Just walk around the arena, something simple. And huge thing, learning leadership, being able to lead oneself, make decisions, and be in that moment and instantly feel, not just see, but feel inside the shift in your body, that connection. I hear all the time, oh, weight's been lifted off. I feel so much lighter. I'm happier. This is amazing. Wow, I didn't know I could do this. All these things. Because instantly if we take leadership and we own it, the horse will just follow us. They're like, yeah, we're good. And right. It can be that simple of just doing that. I mean, another simple thing, I call it brush and breathe. I kind of created that. A client came to me. She was incredibly anxious, talking about 900 million miles an hour, about 400 different things. I couldn't keep up with her, and I needed her to settle down. I picked a horse. I brought the horse to the grooming area, gave her a brush. I said, start brushing and start talking. Within 2 minutes, she was coherent. She was tracking. She was talking, and we used that for several sessions just to help regulate her system. And then one day she came and I said, which horse? And she says, no, I'm good. I can do this. I'm ready to move on to another thing. And so just brushing and breathing, whether it's with our hand or a brush, regulates our nervous system. And this stuff is scientifically being proven and gives us this calming peace so we can make better decisions in our life, live a more authentic life, and be healthier, both mentally and physically.
Absolutely right. And as I mentioned, horses, they have this uncanny way to sort of know when we are out of sorts, when we just, when things are just not connecting. And I think that that's incredible, isn't it? And they have such a healing nature about them.
Oh, absolutely. They are very good at sensing disconnect. I mean, if you think about it, being a prey animal in the wild, they need to be able to decide if that mountain lion walking across the mountainside has eaten or is wanting to eat. And those are different energy fields. I mean, if we think about it, what's your energy? What's your mood like if you're really hungry? We're usually irritable and cranky. And if you've just eaten a good meal, you're more relaxed and chilled out. And horses have this amazing ability to read that energy and reflect it. But as I said, they don't judge it. They don't hold on to it. They just see it as energy. And when we shift it and get into alignment with ourselves and that and really connect back to self, they show that immediate change instantaneously. I've watched it probably thousands of times realistically with different clients over the years. And just even when I was teaching riding lessons, I saw that even though I didn't know about it, I still had that innate ability or understanding with it. And I think it really came from my passion from horses from such a young age that I was just kind of born this way and have developed the skills to understand horse behavior through being a trainer and instructor, my education. And then my personal journey through this. I don't just talk the walk, I walk the walk. Spinner, one of the horses I have right now, has saved my life. He taught me how to ground myself and be in the present moment in order to connect with him. And, I mean, all my horses have definitely helped me in my life's journey. But he was there when I needed him the most, even though I didn't know I needed that. And I'm so thankful I can share this and give this back to other people and let them experience this amazing healing power that horses have to offer us.
Our special guest today on Close Up Radio Live, Michelle Goss of Spirit Mountain Healing Services, author of Looking Within, Coming Home to Yourself Through Equine-Assisted Learning. And again, the book is available at Amazon. And she owns Spirit Mountain Healing Services, a 501c3 nonprofit based in Gilbert, Arizona. And she is the Chief Empowerment Officer. She creates the curriculum, facilitates classes, sessions, and so much more with clients ranging, again, from tweens to adults, and all really happening at the 2.5-acre ranch, but also lessons available online. You can go to the website, which is spiritmountainhealing.com, to learn more. Michelle, thanks for joining us on the show. Hopefully we'll chat some more, hear some more success stories, and expand more extraordinary work that you do. And pleasure to share it here on the program, and hope you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you.
I appreciate your time, and thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Michelle. Michelle Goss on Close Up Radio. I'm Jim Masters, your host. Thank you for joining us on Close Up Radio Live. For all of us here, you have a terrific day. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment with another incredible guest celebrated here on the program. For all of us at Close Up Radio Live, take care and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.